Welcome to News Video Clip. Jesse and Ashley Ridgway are a young couple who are content creators for social media. And they've been tracking Ashley's pregnancy, and they've been very transparent. So yesterday they announced that Ashley decided to have an abortion because her fetus tested for Down syndrome. So regardless of how you feel about abortion, the next part of the story gets really crazy. And I actually saw this on Twitter X. They've been getting death threats from pro-life Christians. This is unbelievable. And here they talk about it on TMZ.
I was lacking in that vulnerability with the death threats and everything. It has been shocking. Close people to us. Very judgmental, religious base, saying we're going to burn in hell. You know, we deserve to die. You know,
I don't deserve to be a mother because of, you know, the decision that we just made.
Yeah, we had a gate installed. I have a gun next to my nightstand because it's been getting so ridiculous. And they've been coming to emails, DMs, you name it. It's been, we've seen the darkest side of humanity through this process.
So absolutely. And I've actually watched, again, I've seen these tweets on Twitter X from pro-life Christians who have just been fanning the flames. And it's pretty scary that this couple, they have to like, you know, have a gun next to their bed and they have to like gate up where they're living. It's absolutely ridiculous. All right. Speaking of pro-life Christians, we're going to go to Colorado now. And there's a guy named Victor Marx, and he runs this ministry. And he is running for governor of Colorado, except he's got one small problem. He gave an interview to a local news station in which he said that he possibly may have killed some people. Here we go.
Claim that your abusive stepfather forced you to kill a man when you were 7 years old. Is that the only person you've ever killed?
Well, I would say as a child, yes. I mean, without question. But I've been in other situations where, you know, possibly people or persons died as a result of me defending myself in other countries.
Do you think that you've killed people as an adult?
Does it matter?
Yeah, I'd say so.
Why?
Killing somebody's a pretty weighty thing.
If someone's trying to kill you or you're in combat?
It's still a weighty thing to take somebody else's life. I mean, it could be self-defense, it could be justified, but it's still a weighty thing. So I'm just asking you, how many people have you killed?
Well, if I did, I wouldn't be telling a reporter sitting here, my training center.
How about voters? Would you tell voters?
There's no need. I don't think that's important. It's actually kind of... it's an odd question to me.
Because you actually talk about the idea of killing people with some frequency and why it's a necessary thing to do, killing people. You said on NRA TV in 2017, now a lot of them just got to be killed. I've had them shoot at me and I had to shoot back. There's a time and place to eliminate the enemy and you have to. You said on Jeff Lerner's podcast in 2025, some people have to get killed. Some people have to die. But it's an odd question to ask you how many people you've killed.
Yes.
You claim that you once called in a U.S. military airstrike that killed 70 ISIS fighters. I didn't realize that civilians could essentially facilitate military airstrikes. Could you walk me through how that worked?
No.
Your claim that you're...
So this looks like a bad Saturday Night Live skit, right? A pro-life Christian guy saying he may or may not have killed people. And if he has, he's not going to admit it on TV. And he doesn't think voters have the right to know if he's killed people. I mean, this guy is clearly a psychopath. Is there any doubt in anyone's mind that he should not be governor of Colorado? He is a wacko. All right. Speaking of wackos, we're going to go to Washington, D.C., where President Trump, who refused to go to his own son's wedding last week, announced he is going to go see the New York Knicks play basketball. Let's take a look at the clip.
Find a way to do it. They're really great. They're a great team. And I'm happy for Jim because Jim has really been fighting hard to, you know, produce such a team. So you never know. The answer is yes, he's invited me. I'm going. I'll be... Say it? It could be Monday. Yeah,
So there you go, folks. There's your Republican family values. Can't go to your wedding, son, but I am going to the Knicks game. That is absolutely right on brand for Republicans, isn't it? Perfect. Just perfect. Okay. The Washington Post has broken a pretty big story. A whistleblower who used to work at the Social Security Administration told the Washington Post that last year, the Trump administration and Elon Musk's Doge team were planning to mark 2.7 million living people as dead. This is wild. Some of these people were U.S. citizens and lawful permanent residents. They were thinking about marking them in the death master file of the government to cut them off from wages, banking, government benefits, and other services. Now, Jeremiah Schofield is the whistleblower. He worked at the Social Security Administration for 25 years, but he left in October after he refused to implement this plan after lawyers at the Social Security Administration warned him that falsely marking living people as dead could violate federal law. So thank God he didn't do it, and thank God he is coming forward. This man is brave. He should be applauded. And if you want to read more about this story and all of our stories, we have links right below this video. Unlike the right-wing podcasters, the paid influencers like Joe Rogan and Benny Johnson and Tim Pool, who never back up anything they say. They have no evidence at all. They just sit behind a microphone and lie. Alrighty, on that lovely note, if you like this podcast, please like and subscribe. If you hate this podcast, please like and subscribe. If you hate me, please subscribe. And we'll be back with more stories later.